I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. HIV/AIDS continues to run rampant across the former Soviet Union. But Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba says the church can help curb the pandemic. Russian Ministries is bringing a delegation of six top evangelical leaders to Purpose Driven Ministries Church, as well as to the Global Summit on AIDS.
HIV/AIDS is a new challenge. That's the challenge that affects next generation. So the church leaders, they have to know what it is. We cannot afford not to pay attention to this problem that is moving into Russia.
Pray that they're able to apply what they've learned. Next, today is the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. Millions of believers around the world are gathering in intercession for those who face oppression, discrimination, harassment, or persecution simply for practicing their faith. MNN's offering a special IDOP radio broadcast. You can check with your local radio stations for airtimes, or you can go to our website to download the broadcast yourself. Just go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the IDOP banner. That's missionnetworknews.org. And in Ethiopia, orphans as young as two must beg on the streets. Buckner International's Getahun Tesema was glad to report their Ethiopian adoption program opened 3 months ago. Children will be placed in Christian homes away from the severe persecution Ethiopian Christians face. Right now, 11 children are up for adoption, but they're prepared for growth, says Tesema.
We already built a new building for adoption. Children who are abandoned and found from the street, we're going to put them in that shelter and baby home for a while, and then when we get families from U.S., we send them to here.
Buckner needs families to pioneer this program. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to download MNN's special IDOP radio broadcast, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org, and click on the IDOP banner. I'm Ruth Kramer.